This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. One day after his visit to Britain, U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump got the royal treatment from Queen Elizabeth, including a state banquet. Before leaving, though, the president has said that he thinks the United States and Britain have an opportunity to work out a very big trade deal in the near future. But this comes while Britain is in political turmoil and Prime Minister Theresa May prepares to resign in just a few days. As VOA's Patsy Wadukaskawar explains, this coupled with comments by the president could make talks about this awkward.
Trump is backing Boris Johnson as Britain's next prime minister. Britain seemed to have mixed feelings about Trump's remarks.
Well, personally, I view Boris Johnson as a little bit of a muppet. So I understand why Trump likes someone like Boris Johnson.
So I don't think it's a problem with him commenting about what's going on, and we probably should get our act together, but it's absolutely fine.
I just think he's a breath of fresh air against politicians who generally are asked a question and never give an answer.
Still, Trump's remarks have unsettled the carefully calibrated pageantry, including his insults of London Mayor Sadiq Khan, whom he called a stone-cold loser. Khan hit back with an editorial describing Trump as a global threat. Patsy Wadukaskawar, VOA News, London.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned a Monday attack by Sudanese security forces that broke up a protest site in Khartoum and killed or wounded dozens of people. Explosions and heavy machine gun fire were heard as security forces stormed a site outside the defense ministry where demonstrators had maintained a protest for the past 8 weeks demanding the military hand power over to a civilian authority. Witnesses say they by mid-afternoon the area had been cleared. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia has informed the U.S. that it has pulled most of its military personnel out of Venezuela. That's according to U.S. President Donald Trump. The Moscow action is a setback for Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. He has clung to power with the support of Russia and China, but more than 50 countries, including the U.S., have recognized National Assembly President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. Russia's state defense contractor, Rostec, which had trained Venezuelan troops and advised on security arms contracts, has sharply cut its staff in Venezuela from about 1,000 personnel a few years ago at the height of cooperation between Moscow and Caracas to a few dozen. Mexico warned Monday that President Donald Trump's threatened a new tariff on its exports to the United States would hurt both countries and cause even more Central American migrants to travel through Mexico to reach the United States. At the start of talks in Washington, Mexico officials said that they could only go as far as meeting Mr. Trump's demands to block migrants, but so far, saying that passage through Mexico to avert Trump's imposition of a 5% tariff next week, that the official specifically ruled out a third safe country agreement requiring U.S. asylum seekers to first apply for refuge in Mexico. At a news conference, Mexico's ambassador to the U.S., Martha Barcena, said that new U.S. tariffs would undermine Mexico's efforts to manage the flow of migrants.
Tariffs could cause financial and economic instability, which means that Mexico could reduce its capacity to address migration flows and to offer alternatives to the new migrants who have recently arrived in Mexico.
Before leaving for a state visit in Britain, Mr. Trump, who earlier this year threatened to close the U.S.-Mexico border, goaded Mexico for a quick resolution to the latest snag between the neighboring countries. The U.S. House has passed a long-delayed $19 billion disaster aid bill, which includes money for Puerto Rico, but not for border detentions. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The yeas are 354. The nays are 58.
President Trump is expected to sign the disaster aid bill into law after months of delays and a standoff with Democrats. It's aimed at helping communities around the country bounce back from hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and fires. But the president wanted $4 billion for detaining migrants at the border and opposes additional aid for Puerto Rico. And three times, conservative Republicans blocked a vote, objecting on procedural grounds. But now, with lawmakers back from a 10-day recess, the House has passed the bill, which the Senate approved last month. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.